Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the first day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Peis Dalad. Masech de Kiddushin, Perek Revi, Mishnah Tes. A man has the power to be Mekadosh his daughter while she's a Nara or younger, either by himself or he can send an agent. A woman is able to appoint a Shliach to make her a married woman, to accept Kiddushin on her behalf. She can do it herself, she can be miskadeshes by herself, or she can appoint a shliach. What will happen if a father appointed a shliach to be mekadesh his daughter, and then he went ahead and was mekadesh from someone else? He took kiddushin from another man for his daughter. And similarly in the case of the woman. Says the Mishnah, Misha nosan rishus lishluchai lekadesh his bitoy. A father who gave permission to a shliach, an agent, he said, go and find a nice man and to be mekadosh my daughter and accept kiddushin from him for my daughter. The daughter being either under the age of 12 and a half. She's either a naira or a ketana. V'holachu, meantime, the father himself goes, v'kidsha, and he accepts kiddushin from another man. Says the Mishnah, im shaloi kodmo. If his kiddushin preceded in time the kiddushin made by the shliach, or accepted by the shliach, kiddush of kiddushin, then we say the kiddushin of the father is absolute, and the kiddushin of the shliach will not be able to take hold. Because at the time, at the instant that the father accepts kiddushin himself for his daughter, that automatically annuls the shlichus of the shliach, and he doesn't need to explicitly say it, it's automatically nullified as soon as he accepts the kiddushin from some other man. Because when he was makabel, when the time the shliach is accepting the kiddushin, she's already a married woman. A woman can't get married to two men. The kiddushin of the shliach has no validity now whatsoever. V'im shel shluchei kodmo. If, however, the shliach that the father sent, he accepted kiddushin from another man before the father did, kiddushov kiddushin, then we say the kiddushin of the father, of the shliach, his kiddushin will take hold, because his shliach, his shlichus hasn't been nullified yet, and he did it under the authority of the father. Too late for the father now to accept kiddushin. Ve'im eino yodua, if the kiddushin of the father, it's not known which came first, whether it's the father who accepted kiddushin by himself for his daughter or the shliach, then shnem noisen get, then the both of them will have to give a get. If she wants to get married to some other man, both will have to give a get, because there's a suffix. We don't know who the husband is. Vim rotzel, or what they can do, echad nosen get, vechad konas. One of them can give a get, and the other one can marry her, can consummate the marriage. And the reason is because once one of them gives a get, then there's no fear of eishes ish anymore. It doesn't matter who came first. Similarly, if a woman gave permission to her agent to Mekadisha to accept Kiddushin for her, in the meantime, she went and is accepting Kiddushin for herself from some other man, if hers preceded the Shliach, Kiddushin, then we'll say that her Kiddushin will be valid. The one that she's accepting her by herself from some other man, that will be it, and immediately nullifies whatever her shliach does. Vim shel shlucho kodmo. If, however, the kiddushin accepted by the agent came first before her own kiddushin that she accepted, kiddushov kiddushin, then the shliach's kiddushin will be valid, and the chosen that he found for her will be the one that's valid. She'll be married to that man. V'meni yaduain, if you don't know which one, then If she wants to get married to some other person, shnem nosen l'get, both will have to give a get in order to allow her to get married to someone else, because we don't know who is the husband. Be'im rotzu, but if they want, echad nosen l'get v'echad kernes. As we said before, one can give a get, one can marry, can consummate the marriage, and there's no problem whatsoever. Because no matter who she was married to, she's okay now, because she's been freed from being an eishes ish. And she can marry who she does. If the man that was Mekadosh at first is the one that gave her a get, fine. He gave her a get now. And now she can marry quite happily the other man. And if it's not the first one, then there was never no need for a get in the first place. That's fine too. Question, why do we need to have a case, this almost identical case, in the case of the father and the case of the woman in question? The Gemara explains the following reason. A father understands lineage better than a woman, than a wife. And therefore it's possible to say that Dafka the father, we say that if his kiddushin came first, we say the kiddushin is kiddushin, and that the shlichus is nullified by his action. And maybe we might have thought, well, a woman, she doesn't know, understand yuchsin so well, so maybe she's not completely confident on her kiddushin that she accepted, and maybe she wasn't completely nullifying the shliach. Maybe she thinks the shliach might get a person who is more, a better quality, better yuchas than what I found. And therefore needs to tell us, no, that even in the case of the woman, we say she is mevatel the shlichus if her kiddushin came first. On the other hand, a woman checks and sees who's fit for her. She's the one who has the more interest in finding, is this a suitable guy for me? Much more than the father. The father's not so careful to find who is really fit for his daughter. He can accept it from anyone. He's not the one getting married, it's his daughter getting married. And therefore, we might have thought that only a woman herself, we say, if she's makarable kiddushin before the shliach, we say that she's confident that her kiddushin will go through, and she was mevatel the kiddushin of the agent. Because it's after all, she's the one who needs to check, and she has the greatest interest in checking who's going to be the husband for her. However, by a father, he's not so careful to find a daughter who is ro'ilah, fit for her. So maybe he was not mevatel his shlichus, and he went ahead and accepted kiddushin from some other man. Maybe that's only because he was worried that maybe the shlich won't find anyone, and maybe he's not mevatel it. Doesn't nullify the shlichus. Therefore, Mishnah is to tell you that both in the case of the father who gave rishus to his agent to mekadesh his daughter, or in the case of the wife of the woman who gave rishus to a shlich, her agent mekadesh. In each case, if they make the kiddushin first, they have nullified the kiddushin of the shliach. Mishnah Yud. Misha yotza huva ishto limdina siyam. A man and his wife went overseas. Ova huva ishto yavonav, and they arrive back after a long period. He and his wife and his children come back. V'omar, and he said, isho she yotzos imi limdina siyam, hara hizoy. The woman who went out with me overseas, this is the woman. V'ayela banau, and these are her children. That's what he says. These are her children. Einoi tzorich lahavi raya. Loyla Isha, he does not need to bring a proof about the wife that she is miyuchas, that she has a proper lineage. He's believed, he's trusted to say, this is the woman that he went out with when he left the country, and she would have been checked at the time of marriage. V'loyla bonim, nor does he have to bring a proof about the children, that they are her children. Gemara explains, we're talking about a case where the children are tugging at the skirts of the mother. They're right around her. And it's a pretty good proof that they're her children. The Yerushalmi says the reason is because we have a chazaka that a woman would not remain silent about children that are not hers. If they're not hers, you'd hear it from her. What happens if the man comes back from overseas and he says, my wife died and these are her children? Now, we've never seen these children before. We only saw him and he and his wife when he left the country. Now he comes back, wife's dead, and he only brings the children with him. May viray ala bonim. He will have to bring a proof about these kids, these children, that they were born to him from his deceased wife. Veinim viray ala isha. He doesn't have to bring a proof about his wife, that she was miyuchases, that she had a proper genealogy and tracing, because we believe him that the woman that went out with him is the woman that died. So, and we also believe him, we know that we've... she's been checked the first time when she got married, and since he's brought a proof that these are her children, that's good enough. Then they're ksherim, then they'll be fine.